I asked the captain. I said, "Captain, how many days are we off from New Guinea?" He said, "Alabama in the morning, by daylight, you should be seeing some palms."
What's this guy? Pearl Harbor, we. That's before Pearl. We got Pearl from Houston to Pearl then.
Yeah, well, we went into Pearl there, and we stayed long enough to fuel up. We didn't stay, I guess, 2 hours and a half. Fuel up.
Any damage signs there?
Oh, Lord, the good bay was full of sunken ships, buildings wrecked, and everything else. Palm trees burnt, scorched. It was just a chaos.
Did that make an impression on y'all?
Well, we knew we was heading in. We'd done been told we was a one-way deal. If you're going to die, you're going to know it, you're going to know it. And not to expect, but if we come back to County Fire, well, that's what we want to do. And we knew it was a captain that done made up his mind to carry it to him. So we fueled up there in Pearl and left. And I'll take that back. We did make another stop, and that was in where old Castro is. Galapagos. Huh? Yeah. We stopped there, and I stepped off while we was a fuel in there.
Guantanamo?
Yeah. I got off and went to the beach there, and I had...
It ain't nowhere around Pearl, is it?
No, it's on the other side.
What was you...
We was at Pearl. We
was on this side.
This side.
You stopped at Guantanamo before you went to Pearl, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right. And I stepped off of the ship there on the beach, dropped the gangplank down, walked about 30 yards, something busted me in the back of the neck. Like a damn 30-30, and I reached back there, and it's a gallon nipple as long as my finger.
A what?
Gallon nipple.
What is that?
A mosquito.
Where did you get that name?
That's the name they give them down. They're called gallon nipple.
Believe it.
They're larger than a mosquito, but they are a mosquito. And it hit me like a bumblebee. Well, after we got started out from there...
How long were you there?
Just a few hours.
Yeah.
I could look around, see the palm, ragged mess there. Well, the second day from there, I've come down with a fever. And I've down in the hull of that ship there, no air, done sweated till the mattress is dripping and running through the hammock. And all they gave me was Adapalene tablets and old aspirin tablets. Adapalene, that's for malaria. And you take them to your turn yeller. I don't know what it was. In 3 days, that fever broke. They called it cat fever. And there's two or three more took it. But I come out front of that and begin to get back. And then that was the second week. Now, the ending of the third week, I was on the bridge up there, still weak. That's when I asked the captain, how long do you think it'd be before we'd get into it? The Philippines.